All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. We thank you for the precious blood that was shed for the remissions of our sins. We thank you that our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. We thank you. And we acknowledge that you are God, and beside you there is no other. We acknowledge that, God, you are good, and your mercy endure forever. We acknowledge that you are the Holy One of Israel. We acknowledge that you are the sovereign King and the sovereign ruler of all things. And we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we praise, and we magnify your name, Almighty God. Because, God, you're good, and your mercy endureth forever. We thank you for your healing power, your healing anointing. We thank you for the gifts of healing being manifested in the body of Christ. We thank you for binding up the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity. We bind the ruling spirit of mind control, deception, witchcraft, and perversion, and we cut and sever the cords in the name of Yeshua. And Father, we thank you for releasing your angels to go forth to do battle, to push back the forces of darkness. Let the glory of the Lord be revealed. Let the glory of the Lord be revealed. Let the power of God begin to fall and to knock down every altar, every high place. Destroy and scatter the camp of the enemy. Arise, O Lord, from your resting place and scatter the camp of the enemy. Arise, O Lord, and destroy every altar. Arise, O Lord, and destroy every stronghold. Send coals of fire from your altar, Lord God, to destroy. Send arrows dipped in your blood into the enemy's camp. And we speak confusion to the camp of the enemy, that the enemy will be confused in the name of Yeshua, that people will come out of darkness, that they would come into the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that they would have a desire to serve you, they would have a desire to worship you, that they would have a desire to praise. God, release your warring angels to go forth and to do battle. Lord, we ask that you would topple every throne of the strong man in this region, in this area, Lord God. Let their thrones be toppled in the name of Yeshua. Let every hindering spirit be bound in the name of Yeshua, that there would no longer be hindrance, but there would be breakthrough, that there would be liberty, that there would be freedom, that there would be manifestations of answered prayer requests and petitions that have been laid up before you, Lord God. Let the manifestation of the prayers begin to manifest in the natural realm in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for doing it. God, I thank you for doing it. God, I thank you for sending healing. I thank you, Lord God, for emptying out these children's hospitals. God, all of these sick babies and these sick children. Lord, break the generational curse of sickness. Break the generational curse of disease. Break the generational curse of cerebral palsy. Break the generational curse of epilepsy. Break the generational curse of leukemia. Break the generational curse of cancer, brain cancer. Let the tumor be dissolved even now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for your healing power manifesting right now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Because you are good and your mercy do for me. You are a God of miracles. You are a God of signs and wonders. Lord, let people begin to experience biblical miracles, biblical signs and wonders. Even greater works shall we do according to your word. And may the people in the body of Christ begin to function and flow with the Holy Spirit, so that they would experience the outworking power of your glory. And Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. And Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We come against any and all attacks of the nation of Israel. God, give the leadership wisdom how to fight and what they need to do. In Yeshua's mighty name, protect your people, O God. Protect your people in the name of Yeshua. And Father, we thank you. Father God, we thank you for removing all of these corrupt politicians out of their seats of authority. And replace them with people that have a desire to implement your will and your agenda in Yeshua's mighty name. And Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing with you here once again to share the word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God, and God is good, and His mercy endureth forever. Lord, we thank you, and we praise you. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. God is good, and His mercy endureth there to the first time listeners. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with something, I say pray and seek the face of God and allow the Spirit of God to bless you, to minister to you, and to open up His Word and show you in His Word. Saints, we're living in the last days. The return of Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, is imminent. And we have to get to the place to where we recognize who God the Father is and the love of Father God. We got to get to the place that we fall in love with God, that we recognize and understand the Father heart of God. That when the scripture says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Realizing the fact that the Father heart of God, Jesus, when He walked earth, came to demonstrate the Father heart of God towards all mankind. When you study in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you can see the ministry of the brokenhearted. He came to heal and to deliver and to set the captives free. There was a spiritual engagement of spiritual warfare that needed to take place. He came to expose the kingdom of darkness for what it is. And the people were surprised because they had never seen anyone engage the kingdom of darkness. Satan had people blinded. People were bound up. They were in bondage. They were in captivity. But when Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, showed up, He came to bring deliverance and healing. And He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And we need God to show up. We need God to move. We are in this series, The Temptation, and it's a spiritual warfare series and teaching, talking about how the enemy comes and how what the enemy does and how he shows up. And you've heard me say this over and over again, that he comes to break our fellowship with God. And his plan is to do that, and realizing that God is the one that is seated on the throne. And when Satan comes, he has to present himself. What is he doing? And you hear me say this over and again, nothing takes God by surprise. But we see this engagement, and we were in Job chapter 2. Let's go there, saints. We was in Job chapter 2 last week and realizing the fact that the enemy, when he pulls out his arsenal against you, he will seek those that are closest to you. How can I get this husband, this wife, this son, this daughter, this co-worker, this cousin, this uncle? How can I get people that have access into your environment? How can I use them to hurt you, to wound you? How can I use them to cause you to break your fellowship with God? Because that's the ultimate goal, is to break your fellowship with God. Because if I can get you to renounce God, I got you. You're mine. Satan wants to take as many souls to hell as he can because his destiny is set. There's nothing here. There is no repentance for him. He realizes his destiny is set. And we see this account, and we were talking, and I'm equipping you for understanding that when things begin to manifest in the natural realm, there's things that have occurred and happened in the spiritual realm. There has been a warfare. There's been a battle around your finances. There's been a battle around your marriage. There's been a battle around your job. There's been a battle around your relationship with your siblings. Understanding the fact that all of these things are happening in the spiritual realm, and then it spills out into the natural realm, and then we begin to see the manifestations of it. So we got to begin to pray and bombard heaven and ask God to give us spiritual wisdom, spiritual discernment, how to recognize. So when the enemy begins to speak, and whoever he's speaking through, we can discern, this is the devil talking. Woo! And we see this in Job chapter 2, verse 1. Let's go there real quickly for those that weren't here last week. It says, again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among themselves to present himself. In other words, you're going to hear me say this over and over again. Satan has to give an account to God. Satan is not God's equal. He's not nowhere near the level of God. You hear me, saints? God is seated on the throne. Get it? God is the one asking the questions. Get it? And the Lord said unto Satan, where are you coming from? And Satan said, I'm coming. I've been walking up to and fro on the earth. Okay. And the Lord said unto Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth? He's perfect. He's upright. He fears me. He hates evil. And he is still holding fast his integrity, although thou move me to against him to destroy him without cause. Because Satan's first level of attack, which was a multi-layered attack with the conclusion of killing all of his children, did not work. And God knew that Satan wanted to come at him again. God knew he was going to come again at him again. Because I'm going to tell you, Satan is persistent. We might bind him. We might rebuke his means and everything. They might go away for a season, but they coming back. How can I make this man's life miserable? How can I cause this person to fret? How can I cause this person to walk in depression and oppression? How can anxiety rise up in the individual? I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And Satan answered, skin for skin, yea, and all that a man hath, he will give for his life. But pull forth thine hand now and touch his bones and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he's in your hand, but save his life. So here we see the conversation taking place in heaven between God and Satan. God said Job was a man of integrity. He retained his integrity. Satan says, if you take away his health, or you allow me to take away his health, he's going to curse you to your face. Okay. But God set the boundary, and you've heard me say this, that when God sets a boundary, the enemy cannot go beyond that boundary. When God decrees something, it's it. It's done. And it cannot happen. It cannot go any year beyond that. So realizing that when we know that God has decreed something, that's it. Oh, my God. Go with me to Psalm 33 real quick. Keep your finger there on Job 2. Go with Psalm 33. Get there, say amen. Psalm 33, verse 1 says, rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise is commonly for the upright. Praise the Lord with the harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and the instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. We're in Psalms 33, verse number 4. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Verse number 6 says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap, and he layeth up the death in store. In other words, God set and established the boundaries. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. When God says no more, everything stops right there. No more. It stays right there. When God sets a boundary is established and settled. God said, okay, you can do everything you want, but you can't kill him. That shows you that who's in control. That shows you who has the power. And it says, so Satan went forth back to Job 2. Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord, and he smote Job with his sore boils from the sole of his foot down to his crib. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself with him, and he sat down among the ashes. And I told you, Satan plays chess, not checkers. And you heard me say this last week, that evidently the woman that he loved so much had his babies. By what she had experienced, and I see this a lot as a counselor, when people have suffered loss of children and wealth and all these different things, she was angry, she was bitter. Satan decided to use her as his voice. Do you still retain thine integrity? Satan will challenge what God says about you. God was the one that said that Job retained his integrity. So here we come to questions like, yea, hath God said, do you still retain your integrity? Why don't you just curse God and die? I cannot be imagine being in a place looking at your rib, the woman who's supposed to be standing with you saying, why don't you just curse God and just die? In other words, you miserable, just die, just give up. Where's the love and support in that? It ain't nonsense. You see, the enemy was using his wife to speak the curse and the curse of death over him. And if Job had been one of them wimpy men and embraced this, he would have died. But Job recognized right away, you speak as one of the foolish women. Speak. What? Shall we receive the good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? And all this did not Job sin with his lip? So you see, Job said, you know what? I'm not going to let this break my fellowship with God. Job was able to renounce this spirit of death that was spoken over him by his wife. That's why the Bible says death and life is in the power of the tongue. She was trying to tell Job, quit serving God. Don't look to God. And I'm sure, and this is just my little country opinion, that she was probably angry and mad at God, like so many people do when they lose their children and spouses and all these different things through tragedies. Why are you going to continue to serve God when he's allowed our kids to die? We've lost all of our wealth. We're poor. We're broke. Why are you going to continue to maintain and try to stay strong and continue to look to God as our source and strength? And this is what Satan does, saints. He gets so many people and he takes the dearest things to their hearts, to where people don't even want to serve God anymore, because they're not going to serve God. Then I mean, they'll begin to serve him. Then he has them in bondage and captivity. But Job said, no, you speak as a foolish woman. I'm not going to curse God, and I ain't going to accept his spirit of death. That's bad when the person that you love tell you just die, just give up. And see, this is why so many people actually go and commit suicide, because people that are close to them say, go ahead and do it, get it over with. And they embrace it and they walk in it. I'm giving you biblical examples of the spiritual warfare and things that are happening in the spiritual realm and manifest in the natural. Go with me to 1 Kings chapter 22. So I'm giving you these biblical examples. That's why we call it straight from his word. So you can see, oh, the preacher right. The preacher, he telling us the truth. Not true, truth. I'm sorry, saints. I like to have a little fun every now and then. There's a very powerful story here in the Bible. Some of you have read it. Some of you, maybe you have not seen it or have not read it. In 1 Kings chapter 22, understand that we're going to talk about Ahab. Ahab was a wicked king. Ahab was married to that evil witch Jezebel. And she stirred him up to do much evil. And God had come into him. You know, God had sent Elijah to do battle and to confront him and to expose him and all of the things that he had done and everything else. And you know what? You know, he had Naboth killed. Well, no, Jezebel had him killed because he wanted the vineyard. And he was pouting. And Jezebel came in one day and said, well, what's wrong with you? You the king. Get up. Okay, I'll go get it. I'll make it happen. It starts in 21, and then I'm going to show you how it manifests and what took place in God's heavenly counsel. Are you with me, saints? In 1 Kings 21, in verse 17, this was after Naboth was killed, set up by Jezebel. In verse 17, 1 Kings 20, verse 17, and the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, which he is gone down to possess it. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, have you killed and also taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, in the place where dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick the blood even thine. And Ahab said to Elijah, have you found me, O mine enemy? And he answered, I have found you, because you have sold yourself to do work, to work evil in the sight of the Lord. God has his eyes on political leaders. Just throw it in there. Behold, I will bring evil upon you, And I will take away your posterity and will cut it off from Ahim, him that pisses against the wall. Woo, they spoke that King James version. James version is tough, ain't it? And him that is shut up and left in Israel, and will make thine house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah. For the provocation wherewith you have provoked me to anger and made Israel to sin. You heard me say several broadcasts ago that our political leaders puts us in a bad position with God, to where God has to release his chastisement and judgment on us. That's why you got to be careful for who you vote for and who you put in office. And Jezebel also spake of the Lord, saying, the dog shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. Him that dieth of Ahab in the city, the dog shall eat him. And that dieth of field shall the fowls of the air eat. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord. And he did very abominably in following idols according to all the things that did the Amorites, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass, when Ahab heard these words, that he rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his flesh and fasted and lay in sackcloth and went softly. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, see how Ahab has humbled himself before me. Because he humbled himself before me, I will not bring evil in his days, but in his son's days I would bring the evil upon his house. Ahab had sense enough to repent. He's, oh man, I didn't really mess up. God getting ready to kill me. God. But then when you get to chapter 22, it said they continued 3 years without war between Syria and Israel. And it came to pass in the third year that Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel said unto his servants, know ye that Ramoth in Gilead is ours, and we be still and take it not out of the hand of the king. And he said unto Jehoshaphat, wilt thou go with me to battle to Ramoth Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, I am as you are, and thy people as thy people, my horse as thy horse. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, inquire, pray thee, of the word of the Lord today. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said unto them, shall I go up against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, go up, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. Pay attention, saints. Highlight those verses that we're reading right here. Highlight verse number 6, saints. And Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides that we might inquire of him? And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man, Micaiah, the son of Imla, by whom we may inquire the Lord. But I hate him, for he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said unto him, let not the king say so. Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, hasten hither, Micaiah, the son of Imla. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, sat each on his throne, having put on their robes in the void place in the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them. Highlight that verse. This is key. And Zedekiah, the son of Chenina, made him horns of iron. And he said, thus saith the Lord, with these shalt thou push the Syrians until thou have consumed them. And all the prophets prophesied, saying, go up, highlight verse 12, go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into thy king's hand. Saints, I'm going to stop right here. And we're going to pick this up next week, Lord willing. I want you to recognize and understand that when the enemy comes, he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I came to give life, life more abundantly. When Jesus died for you on the cross at Calvary, it was to break the power of sin and to bring you out of bondage and bring you out of captivity. You have life in Christ Jesus. You have liberty in Christ Jesus. Be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. It's the Spirit of God moving you to bless us financially. Please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Yeshua, Jesus, is Lord and his return is imminent. Pray for your family members and your loved ones that their hearts will open to receive the gospel. Remember, Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, is Lord. His return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.